Today I have Sarah Jane Bedwell, a registered dietitian and author of the upcoming Schedule Me Skinny, which is released December 31st of this year. So first off, can you just tell me a little bit about your background and how you actually got into like the nutrition realm?
Sure. Well, I started out as an exercise science major in college. I was a collegiate cross-country runner, and so I was always interested in the human body and how it works. And I thought I knew a lot about nutrition because I knew a lot about fitness, but that wasn't really the case. And I thought in order to be a great runner, I needed to cut a lot of foods out of my diet. And so I cut out things like lean beef and certain types of, you know, fats and things like that, thinking that that would make me a leaner, stronger runner. And I actually became severely anemic, which means my iron levels were really low. And so it actually hurt my running performance, and I could not, you know, run as long and as fast as I had been able to. And I thought originally when I was having those problems that something was wrong with my muscles. And so I went to all these different doctors and sports medicine specialists and physical therapists, and nobody could figure out what was wrong until one doctor finally suggested I have a blood test. And that's when they found out I was severely anemic. And thankfully, they also recommended that I go see a dietitian. And so I did. And that was my first experience with a registered dietitian, and it was great, and I learned so much. And so the spring semester of my senior year, I decided to change my major at the last minute to dietetics. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Very interesting. So that led you into blogging, I'm taking it, and then into becoming an author?
Yeah. So actually, my very first job as a registered dietitian was at a kidney dialysis clinic. And that was really hard because a lot of those patients are at the end of their lives. And you know, it was really sad, especially knowing as a dietitian that the top two causes of kidney failure are uncontrolled diabetes and uncontrolled hypertension, and both of those things can be, you know, managed through good nutrition. And so I really wanted to get on the preventative side of things. And so eventually I opened my own private practice and started my own blog. And then that led to me having a job with Self Magazine as their food and nutrition blogger. And then from there, with more media exposure, I was able to land a book deal. So, yeah.
Very cool. Well, let's just jump right into your book then. So, yeah, like I said earlier, the book coming out on December 31st is called Schedule Me Skinny. So we just want to tell me a little bit about the book. Just give me the pitch for it.
Yeah, so the book really is all about meal planning and how by just spending 30 minutes once a week doing a strategic, what I call a power plan, you set yourself up for success for the week and you can reach your goals, whether that's to lose weight or eat healthier or just feel better and more energetic. And it really all does, you know, come down to planning. And so I have this power plan lined up, you know, for readers in the book that breaks those 30 minutes down into actionable steps that if they do those once a week, they're set up for success. But we all know that sometimes we even fail to plan. And so I also have Plan B meals in the book. And so that way you always have a Plan B, and it doesn't have to be desperately going through the drive-thru. So even nights when, you know, things haven't gone like planned and you haven't had time to go to the grocery store in several weeks, if you keep your pantry and freezer stocked with the items that I have on the Plan B grocery list, then you can make a healthy meal in 30 minutes or less even when you haven't had time to shop.
Wow, good. That's interesting. Yeah, you always need that Plan B.
Yes, exactly. And I also include for the times when you do end up going out, I have restaurant suggestions on what to order at different types of restaurants, whether that be Italian or Mexican or Asian or a steakhouse. So just really helping people kind of overall manage their healthy eating and making that process easier for readers is kind of the goal behind that book.
Great. Can you give me an example of like just a small example of something that goes into the strategic power plan just so the listeners kind of get a better understanding of it?
Sure. So there's basically three parts to the strategic power plan. The first part is making your grocery list, and I have all types of tips for basically getting you in and out of the grocery store quicker, because the Food Marketing Institute reports that for every 1 minute we spend in the store, we spend $2. So if we can get in and out quicker, we're going to spend less money. And so part of that is dividing up your list by area of the store. So you're not running back and forth for the first item and then the second item and then the third item. You're getting all the items from produce at once, all the items, you know, from your meat department at once, and it's really streamlining the process. So that's one example of the tips from the grocery store planning aspect. And then the the second part is actually planning your meals. And I actually have a meal planning tool in the book itself that acts kind of as a chart and helps you to kind of think through your week. And I basically ask readers some questions like, you know, what nights do you know you're going to be going out this week? What nights are going to be really crazy? And we'll plan for leftovers on those nights. And so really kind of take you through the process of actually planning the meals. And then the third step of the power planning is really actually doing some hands-on prep. So I give meal plan examples and then say, okay, to really set this up so it's, these meals will come together in minutes during the week, we need to chop these vegetables in advance, cook this quinoa in advance, you know, basically doing some of that pre-prep on the weekend so that on those busy weeknights, you're just throwing it together, literally.
Okay. Yeah, that makes complete sense, and that's very interesting. What do you think is, like, the biggest misunderstanding that people have with nutrition nowadays?
Well, there are a lot of misunderstandings, you know, because there is, you know, showing misinformation out there. But I would say that one of the biggest is that it takes a lot of time and a lot of money to eat healthfully. And I think, you know, it does take some time and money, but I don't think it has to take any more than if you're going out to eat all the time. Because you're actually, you know, able to get the same or even better quality foods, you know, for less money. And, you know, really it's just about knowing the tricks of the trade. And I have a whole chapter in the book on, you know, on grocery shopping that includes, you know, tips for saving money on healthy foods in the grocery store, too. I have even have a list of my top 10 healthy foods for $2 or less. So that just proves, you know, it doesn't take, you know, lots of money or even lots of time to do this.
Oh, yeah, that's very helpful, too, because, yeah, you always hear people complaining it costs too much money to be healthy, and that's awesome that you're explaining all that. And I got a couple more questions before we wrap it up, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
What do you have any last piece of advice you could give to the readers besides, of course, go buy this very interesting book?
Well, you know, I think really always have a plan and always have a plan B. I mean, that's the message of the book, and I think that really applies to life, you know, whether it's, you know, planning for exercise or budgeting or eating. I mean, really having a plan and taking time to plan. It may take a little time on the front end, but it will save you loads of time and stress overall.
Great. And where could you be reached at if anybody needs to get it, like, has any questions or anything?
Yeah, everybody can go to my website, and that is www.sarahjanebedwell.com, and there's a place where they can contact me. Or if they're on Twitter, my Twitter handle is @SarahJaneRD.
SarahJaneRD. Okay, got it. That's basically all the questions I have for the interview, and I thank you very much for doing this for me and taking the time.
Oh, of course. I'm very happy to do it. Thank you so much, Josh. I really appreciate you thinking of me.
Once again, thank you very much, Sarah Jane.
All right, no problem, and I will send that right over to you. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.